This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live radio where you rule the airwaves, and we have a very, very special episode prepared for all of you today. A lot of breaking news, about a lot of very important news, national, local, some international. I this is the first time hosting Free Talk Live. I'm greatly honored. I'll be your host, Vincent.
But you've been a host before.
I mean, first chairing. Yeah, right? Yeah. It's a great honor, Minister Freeman. Thank you. And in studio we have...
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And nobody actually. Before we begin, I made an effort, right? When I was doing the show prep for today, I was making a great effort to have at least 50% non-COVID-19 coronavirus, Kung Flu, whatever you want to call it, news. And it was almost.
I like Kung Flu.
Kung Flu. And it was almost impossible because on just.
It's
all
so prevalent.
Oh, absolutely. I went through 7 different news sites, right? You know, mainstream news sites, some, I guess, a few alternative, and it was just saturated with COVID-19. I actually do have one non-COVID-19 related news story. It's regarding the First Amendment.
I've had a spattering of them here and there, but I haven't brought any of them up on the air because they just don't seem as important to me. And as somebody who's been hosting this show for most of the last 2 decades, I usually don't like to talk about like the big news of the day unless it's something that can't be ignored. And this is something that just can't be ignored because literally everyone on the planet, and apparently now, according to at least one headline on the Drudge Report, there are at least 3 billion people now on the planet who are under some sort of a lockdown status.
And yeah, so, half of the human race is in jail.
Right, so this is an open-air prison.
Yeah.
This is...
House arrest.
Incredibly relevant, right? Because if you're going to do talk radio, the more relevant you can be, the better. Mm-hmm. If you're talking about something that's obscure or esoteric, then yeah, you're probably going to get some people that aren't that interested. But if you're talking about something that affects absolutely everyone or a supermajority of people... That's a good topic, and this one is a good topic because not only does it affect people, it's also a very negative effect.
Oh, absolutely. And it's affecting all facets of our lives. It's affecting politics. It's affecting economy. It's even mm-hmm. affecting how much pizza you could buy, right? You know, nobody, you came in and you said you had a hard time ordering more than $20 worth of pizza because they don't they have a limit on cash orders now.
Yeah, I tried to place a $30 pizza order so I could have some dinner to eat, and they said their limit on cash orders was $20, which
crazy.
Domino's won't even come out for $20.
Do you have to go pick up in store now, basically, is the idea?
Right, which is, you know, obviously, I don't even know if they're going to accept cash in the store, though.
Apparently $20.
If I was going to go pick up a pizza, I'd call them first.
Wow. I mean, I wonder if that is a store decision or if it's a chain-wide policy now, because that's a huge deal. I mean, what does it matter?
I don't know, but I'm pissed. I want dinner.
What does it matter whether or not it's $20 or $30? Either way, it's cash. The idea is cash is supposed to possibly contain the virus or, you know, maybe make a vehicle to spread it.
The claim is that COVID-19 survives like weeks on surfaces, right? And what's a surface of something that everyone touches, right? Like, what was it? There's a rumor that, you know, cash money. There's a rumor that like 20% of all Federal Reserve notes have some sort of trace of cocaine on it. I don't know. I think that's
80% of Federal Reserve notes have cocaine on them. And one study found that, whether that's representative of the whole world, I don't know. I don't know how many times they repeated the study.
And so, yeah, and so as I said, it's affecting all facets of society. But, you know, maybe there's something else that's important that we're all missing. You could certainly bring that up. You know, open phone. It's open phone show.
Well, here's what I want to know. Sorry, before we get to the phones, here's what I want to know about this cash deal. Can I go in and give them 20 singles, but they'll refuse 3 tens?
Or 220s, yeah.
So how stupid is this? I don't know how dumb it is, but it sounds pretty dumb.
It is crazy. Yeah. I went there a few weeks ago.
Not to mention that they're getting a lot more exposure if I have to come down to their store to buy my dinner instead of if they just deal with me for 30 seconds at the door. Because I'm going to be in their store for 20 minutes while they're making my dinner.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and at the store, I was there a few weeks ago, and they'd be wearing gloves, and it would take forever for them to accept the money because I would give them the money,
and they would take gloves off.
No. They would keep the gloves on.
Okay.
Then they would have to wash for hands, wash for gloves. Then they'd have to wash via keyboard. And they would have to do that for I don't know if it was just that one day or that one worker, but like every single order. And it's absolutely ludicrous.
It's
I mean, I understand, and I've been a germaphobe for my whole life. So I'm feeling somewhat vindicated by a lot of this. But
even you as a germaphobe think this is going too far?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
This is, my whole life, people have been saying, Vincent, calm down. Vincent, don't stress out. And then now it's opposite. Everyone is stressing out, and I'm saying, everyone, calm down. This isn't the end of the world.
Glad to hear that.
But yeah, I mean, is there, leave it. All it took for me to get over my crippling anxiety was to have the entire world lose their mind. So
they really have.
It does change perspective, doesn't it?
Yeah, they're all freaking out. There's a headline on Drudge Report right now about a shock claim. 80,000 people could be, could die from this. And it's like, that still wouldn't be worse than the flu. If that were the global
80,000
total,
would
80,000
be about
global.
Worldwide?
Global.
Oh, okay, yeah, that would be smaller than the flu.
Right, in the U.S. last year was like 30,000 died from the flu. So,
yeah.
I mean,
it really puts things in perspective. The flu, 40,000. How many people were killed in mass shootings last year? 100.
Yeah. 100. Or 100.
100.
Yeah, and the number I saw, and I believe they, at least in some of the New Hampshire base, because, New Hampshire news, New Hampshire is, some people don't admit, it's somewhat of a backwater state. And so they always, a lot of the times they have to tie in New Hampshire news articles, tie into like the bigger picture. I saw it's like now there's like 500,000 people are infected. Think like, just like a few thousand deaths, and obviously any death of human life is tragic. So I don't want to sound aloof or callous or cavalier when I say, oh, just a few thousand deaths. But we have to put this in perspective, right? Where now we have half of the world's population, right, is essentially under house arrest.
Yeah.
And but anyway,
I'm getting poorer every single day.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I have never heard of talk of a depression, right? Aside from some of like the real hardcore gold bugs or cryptocurrency people. And then now, just like a month, right? If someone said to me 2 months ago, Vincent, we might be facing a depression this summer, I'd say this is absolutely ridiculous, even, but now, because of, the media were saying that they want people to be quarantined for 18 months, that the economy and the country, and just the country, because apparently China's back to work, has to be shut down for 18 months. That's a year and a half. That's absolutely
There's no
insane.
Way. By the end of the year, I'd be stacking bodies. That's not going to happen.
So there's a lot of hypotheticals and such, but I like to remind everyone, I think it's important to remember that all things in due time pass. And so is there something we're missing? Are you freaking out about this? Do you think maybe we're aloof or we're not not panicking enough? You could let us know, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733.
Just calm down, people. Life is fatal. Nobody gets out of it alive.
It's true.
and I actually do have, I do want to try and stay positive regarding all of this. I actually thought about saying, oh, wow, this is perfect. My first day on free, my first time, first sharing on Free Talk Live. I could talk about all the doom and gloom and martial law, and I was right this whole time. But that's not what the world needs right now. What the world needs to do is hear about what's going on here in New Hampshire. I have here, this is from the union leader, and this was a talk of the day of Keene. Sununu, which is via the governor, Chris Sununu issues stay-at-home order until early May.
What?
Oh, yeah, you were taking a nap when this went down. This was later this afternoon. Sununu has broken his promise, which he said earlier that he wasn't intending or whatever to do this. We all knew it was going to happen.
Intending isn't technically a promise,
right?
But
Yeah, well, he's full of it.
And, but he's gone back on it. Wow.
And I saw, when I woke up, I saw the Keene Sentinel, right? I follow him on Facebook. And people, and there's like an article where people, the experts, are demanding he's not doing enough. They're demanding he's doing more. And you can see, and the comment
sections they're saying
just,
this isn't enough. They're saying go further than this so-called stay-at-home order.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the people in the comment section are just demanding slavery, demanding martial law, demanding we all get welded into our homes like China. It's absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. We'll be right back. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org. Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right, and welcome back. You are listening to Free Talk Live, where you could take control of the airwaves. Call in at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You could call in, talk about whatever you want. It could be about COVID-19, could not be, although it's news regarding anything other than COVID-19. Seems to be in scarce supply these days. And before we get to Sununu, you know, Governor of New Hampshire, Chris Sununu, issue stay-at-home order until early May, I want to tell you about localbitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at localbitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit localbitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. And now with all the fears of cash being able to transmit the coronavirus, now seems like the perfect time to start learning about cryptocurrency. In studio, we are joined by...
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And we will continue, or actually we'll begin to discuss... this Sununu's new stay-at-home orders.
By the way, I've heard there are at least 20 states that now have stay-at-home/lockdown kind of orders. Some places are more draconian than others on how they're handling this. Sununu had a statement that he posted on his Facebook so far. As of right now, the order itself has not been posted, at least as of an hour ago. I haven't checked in the last 5 minutes, but to the governor's official website, it had not yet been posted. So we've yet to see the actual official order. But according to the language that he used on his post on Facebook about it, he's making it sound like you shouldn't go outside except for emergencies. But he's not going as far as, let's say, the governor, or sorry, not governor, but the mayor of Chicago, who is basically saying if you are outside exercising, that you're going to be arrested.
That's
so,
absolutely ludicrous. And it's the same thing in Europe as well. In France, we're giving tickets to people who are caught outside. They've had to give tens of thousands of euros in fines to people, and this is like the nanny state paradise here.
It's horrifying. Let me just give you an excerpt here from Chicago CBS. Mayor Lori Lightfoot in Chicago, frustrated with reports of gatherings throughout the city, delivered a stern warning to those who continue to get together during the COVID-19 pandemic. We will shut it down and you may be arrested. Quote, stay at home. Only go out for essentials. You have to readjust your thinking. Be smart. Not only will our police be deployed to shut them down if you're not abiding by these orders, we'll be forced to shut down the parks and the lakefront. The situation is deadly serious, and we need you to take it deadly seriously. She added that spending long periods of time outdoors anywhere is not allowed. And neither is going into closed spaces like playgrounds. Quote,
so just don't be indoors or outdoors.
Quote, you cannot go on long bike rides. Playgrounds are shut down. You must abide by the order. Outside is for a brief respite, not for 5Ks. I can't emphasize enough that we abide the rules. The parks... the Chicago Park District Mike Kelly now saying, quote, the parks and open space are here for your enjoyment, but keep your distance. If someone is passing by, step aside and let them through.
It sounds like the way these statements sound, it sounds as if they had like Bill Hicks write them, that this is some very sick parody of what, you know, elected officials ought to be doing during a crisis. Just like, oh, don't go outside. No, and I played on the evening show last night, Question Y'all 40. Italian mayors, right, because Italy has been hit hardest, at least in the Western civilization with this virus. Italian mayors are shouting during their teleconferences, and they sometimes even walk around the streets yelling at people, saying that they're going to, you know, if they see you outside, they're going to show up with a flamethrower and arrest you. And it's, I think that a lot of just
a
sort
flamethrower?
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that a little bit of overkill?
Not if you're a mayor in the EU. And it's sort of, I think it's the same thing as how a lot of these celebrities, right, are having these weird videos, and people say it's because we're not getting the attention that they want and they're neurotic about it. I think you have a lot of politicians now, especially the local boss hogs and like the mayors and the governors, they're upset that they realize they can't control people as much as they thought that they would, right? They figure that all they have to do is say, you can't go outside at all, and people will listen, when obviously mm-hmm. people are still going to party and do, you know, for better or for worse. And I think that's why we're seeing them start to sort of come unhinged.
They're freaking out.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Sununu, I mean...
Sununu is the governor here.
Yes, yes. Sununu, the New Hampshire governor, Chris Sununu. I mean, he could be better, but it could have been worse also. New Hampshire has become the last New England state to issue a stay-at-home order for COVID-19. This is from the Union Manchester Union leader. With many non-essential businesses told to close and residents to limit their movement for more than a month, starting Friday at 11:59 p.m. Well, if we're already going through this massive crisis, why starting Friday? Governor Chris Sununu, you have something...
No, I'm good.
Sorry, yeah, it was a rhetorical question. But Governor Chris Sununu issued the order, which lasts until May 4th, so all the Star Wars fans could get together on the May 4th, on Thursday afternoon, after 24 hours in which his office received many calls urging the action. I wonder from whom.
Right, and this was after he said he wouldn't...
Cowards and fools.
Yeah. Well, and he had said the other day, or it was being said the other day, that medical experts were encouraging the governor to go ahead and, you know, issue this order. So he's got all these people, you know, at his ear saying, you got to do this. You should do this. It's important. Public safety. And, you know, the good news on this is the response. You talked about some of the comments that you saw on the Keene Stemless website.
Totally disgusting.
I actually, Aria had posted his statement, one of our co-hosts had posted his statement, JPEG of it, and I said, well, where'd you get this from? She posted a Facebook link to his page. So I clicked on that, and I scrolled down just to see. There were some nasty comments that were posted below that were not happy about what Sununu was doing. One guy said he was going to sue. Another person said, you're ruining my business. Mm-hmm. And so I think there's a lot of New Hampshireites who appreciate freedom who are not happy about this.
I really think I'm going to file a writ of habeas corpus.
Against
the state for incarcerating me in my home. They have not convicted me of a crime. They have no authority to place me on house arrest.
That'd be really interesting.
But on the other side, I've seen comments, and you know, Keene, many people say that to this point, Western New Hampshire should just be, or at least Southwestern New Hampshire should just be annexed by Vermont. But I see people where I saw someone post, "Oh, live free or die," and those who are willing to sacrifice liberty in exchange for safety deserve neither. And like all the comments underneath it was said, "Yeah, well, that doesn't account during a pandemic. That doesn't count during a crisis." Well, and really, in reality,
it's always a crisis if you listen to these morons.
Right. Absolutely. It should count even more during a crisis because, as Rahm Emanuel says, never let a good crisis, who was the mayor of Chicago, one of Obama's staff people, never let a good crisis go to waste because you could get more stuff done that way. And that's absolutely opportunistic.
And by more stuff done, that means more tyranny, more violence, more demands,
more
taxes, more regulations. And they're really doing it over on this one.
Absolutely. But let's hope it's starting to backfire on them. Coming up, once we get through this article, answering the six key questions about Congress's coronavirus response package, i.e., when will we get our government cheese, plus your calls at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In a letter to the nation's governors, President Trump says his administration is working on revised travel guidelines for the growing coronavirus crisis. The president says the guidelines include classifying counties as high risk, medium risk, or low risk. The president says the guidelines will help state governments make decisions about maintaining, increasing, or relaxing social distancing standards. The president says treatments for the coronavirus are continuing to be worked on.
The National Institute of Health and the private sector, working closely with the FDA, continue to collaborate to discover and test treatments and therapies that can effectively reduce the duration and symptoms of the virus and help, very much help people to recover.
Congress is continuing to review a massive stimulus package that they're set to vote on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice this is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right, and this is Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves. You can feel free to call in at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, we have...
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And I
did you say your name?
You do. Vince, yeah, yes. I'm your host, Vincent, and... Before we continue on with this coronavirus in New Hampshire causing new lockdowns, I want to tell you about AnyPay. Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase of those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. And now, you know, now that we have at least the threat of rampant unemployment, passive income, and getting passive income is more important than ever. And so, waiting very patiently on the Discord AMP-only call-in line, we have Gene the Christian Anarchist wanting to talk about the coronavirus. Welcome, Gene. Thank you for the call.
Hey, yeah, I wanted to update you on the coronavirus in our neck of the woods. Now, we're in a little tiny, not a real tiny county south of Memphis, but just it's not a big county. Anyway, the biggest hospital here has something like 20 cases now, confirmed cases, and we had one confirmed case in our office. A patient came in who, you know, I don't want to give away too much information because patient information is protected, but a person who worked in the hospital and was in contact with a with a person who was positive for coronavirus, and now they have become positive. So I would have to say that, yes, it's a pain in the butt, and no, they have no right to tell you where you can go and what you can do, but everybody should be cautious because apparently this thing is very, very contagious.
I think you have a very rational sentiment there, because we've seen one end of the extremity where people are saying, oh, we need to have full martial law, we need to, you know, have a government weld people shut into their homes, and then on the other end you have like these spring, and usually, you know, the spring breakers, you know, people my age who are going having coronavirus parties, who are engaging in even more reckless behavior than they otherwise normally would. And yeah, I think it is important that we keep our heads, and I mean, really, you know, virus isn't something to laugh at. Yeah, I mean, you could get sick like with a cold, but for at least for targeted people, or for people at risk, right? You know, pre-existing conditions, yeah. Elderly, now, compromised immune systems. Anything else you'd like to add?
I think that responsible people should do responsible things, and like young kids, if they want to go and have a big party somewhere, that's fine. I mean, I'm sure not for stopping them from doing that. But if they are going to live that way, they should be careful when they go visit grandma and grandpa, because they
well,
could
grandma
carry
and grandpa should be careful and not let them in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Sure. But I mean, if you're going to participate in activities where you probably are going to get exposed, then you should make sure that you try not to put other people in danger. I mean, this is just common sense stuff.
And
I think
grandma and
we
grandpa,
certainly don't need the government.
Let me interject for just a sec there, because grandma and grandpa might want to spend their last few months on Earth actually interacting with their grandchildren instead of, you know, living in fear, and maybe they stroke out in 6 months and they never see their grandchildren again. So I wouldn't make that assumption, but go ahead.
Unless they're like the Bundys and, you know, they can't stand their family. But
that's,
you know,
possible.
So, yeah. So, yeah, you know, I'm just saying everybody just use some common sense. I'm not I am certainly against any kind of government rules and regulations regarding social behavior. But it I would like to say that from what we've seen in our clinic now, all of our people are gowned up and with wearing masks, because, quite frankly, if one of our girls tests positive for the coronavirus, it's basically going to shut us down, and we don't want to do that. You know, we want to we want to maintain, keep our doors open, and, you know, keep the cash flow going.
Now, is there some kind of, like, have medical people figured out a way to, like, you know, if you get the coronavirus, then that's fine, you only interact with patients who already have it? Or could they open an office that was, I mean, it's like having a dating site for people with herpes.
Yeah, I suppose that could be done. But, you know, I do want to give credit where credit is due, and I'm not a Trump fan at all, but his decisions to open up the medicine, you know, and relax the regulations and get different kinds of medications on a fast track, because a lot of these things that are showing promise are, there's a Russian drug that's very, very good. We tried to order some online, but we had to do it from a Russian website. And, of course, as soon as they got our mailing address, they said, no, we can't ship it to the USA. Mm-hmm. So there's no reason for that kind of restriction.
Have you tried the
dark
web?
Not yet.
I would give it a shot. I know of people who have recently ordered antibiotics off the dark web just for their bug-out bag.
But not aquarium cleaner, I hope.
No aquarium.
No aquarium cleaner.
Okay, all right, good. But just make sure.
What I'm getting at is that Trump is at least trying to get the regulations reduced, and they are, and he has. I mean, now we're doing telemedicine, whereas before we couldn't do telemedicine. So I appreciate
Obama
the fact
brought
that he's
in.
Doing that. Well, no, not for us. We weren't able to do it.
Okay.
Not until just recently.
Okay, because I remember telemedicine becoming a thing during the Obama administration.
Huh.
I think for certain things, maybe.
Okay. Gotcha. It's like with Obamacare, right? It's like maybe they institute some good ideas, but it's so wrapped up in red tape. Thanks for the call, Gene. Appreciate that, Gene, and Amplifier here. And, you know, Trump also did, before the coronavirus, did the, he helped pass a bill, I think it's called the Right to Try, where, should we be praising someone for doing something that should have been done, like, day one on his presidency, right? You know, the fact that people who are dying, or at least at risk of dying, aren't allowed to try certain experimental medication because they could die?
Well, yeah, we should, because most of these psychotic control freaks won't. And, you know, my experience with that is my father was dean of the College of Pharmacy at the University of Michigan, and one of his colleagues recommended an experimental drug for my wife when she had cancer. And the it was called an anti-angiogenic. But the doctor basically said, well, you know, we could apply for permission to use that, but it would take us 6 months to get permission, and she'll be dead in 4, so I'm not even going to fill out the paperwork. That doctor almost died that day, and he has no idea.
It's sorry to hear that. Yeah, it's absolutely sick. And I mean, people have been born into this whole culture of bureaucracy and permission, and it's like, for to them, it's just second nature. Oh, of course, you know, you can't do that. We got to get permission. Oh no, and it's sick and it's unfortunate.
There's an interesting piece over at RT written by a Irish science journalist and writer based in London. He's got a background in life sciences and graduated from the University of Glasgow with a degree in genetics. He's looked at some of the numbers from Italy, right? And up until, I guess, the U.S. has finally taken the top spot as far as number of infected, but Italy was second to China for quite a while. There's been a lot of fear about how terrible things are in Italy, but he's got some interesting analysis of these numbers. Would you like to hear some of it?
Yes.
So he says here that, and this was published, I think, yesterday at RT. Yeah, actually, it was yesterday. So he says that the numbers show 10% of infected people dying from the coronavirus in Italy. It sounds like it's through the roof. But there's more to this terrifying figure than meets the eye. You don't need to be an expert to calculate a mortality rate. It's one number divided by another, the number of people who've died from the virus divided by the total number of confirmed cases.
All right, hold that thought, Minister Freeman.
Not the total number, the measured number.
We'll get to
that's what he gets into.
All right, well, hold that thought. We'll get to that on the other side, along with just finishing up the New Hampshire news. And when will we get our government cheese? You're listening to Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right, we are back. Welcome. This is Free Talk Live, radio where you can control the airwaves. Call in, open phones, talk about whatever you want. You want to continue talking about the coronavirus? You want to talk about something else? Is there something we're missing? You can do so at 855-450-FREE or 855-450-3733, or you could go into the on-air call-in lines on discord.lrn.fm, where, and if you're part of the free FTL AMP program, you could join in the exclusive AMP-only call-in line. Go to you first, head straight to the line. Now, speaking of the AMP program, I want to thank Jason Howcroft, who is a silver amplifier, helping keep the show and network on the air. And so thank you very much for that. And you could find see, Minister Freeman, where can we find more out about the AMP group and the AMP program?
amp.freetalklive.com. That's where you can get signed up with, you can use credit card, you can use PayPal or Bitcoin, BTC, and you can help support what we do here so we can talk more about freedom on more radio stations, because there's no one else out there that is really approaching this issue, or most of them, in the way that we do. So did you want to hear more about this?
Let's talk about the numbers briefly before we finish.
Yeah, this is really interesting, because this is what people have to go on, right? Like, they look at the news, and the news reports, more numbers! Numbers go up! Numbers go up! Scary! Governments say don't go outside! Numbers go up!
Quick, somebody panic!
They give a percentage and don't give any background detail on the percentage that they choose.
And so even though we've pointed out, well, look, you know, so far this hasn't even reached, I don't think, like 3% of the total number of deaths that die in the United States from the flu.
H1N1 or just regular seasonal flu?
It's up to like 300. Well, how many deaths do we have now in the U.S.? Wasn't it like 300
to,
or something?
According to Corona.help, in total, there's been 23,984 worldwide deaths. In the United States, there have been 1,209 deaths.
Oh, so they're up to 1,000 deaths. All right, so we're at...
But 1,864 recoveries.
Yeah, so about 3.5%. at this point of deaths from the flu. But that's not motivating enough to people. So let's look at the actual numbers from Peter Andrews, RT.com reporting here. So they're looking at the mortality rate in Italy, which is one of the big ones, right? They're showing 10% of people are dying from this in Italy. And so they say, in the case of Italy, 7,503 dead divided by 74,386 infected gives a mortality rate of roughly 10%. But that doesn't mean that 1 in 10 people who contract the virus will die, despite what the scaremongering media would have you believe. The first reason why is that the smaller number, the number of deaths from COVID-19, is impossible to underestimate. You're either alive or dead, and as soon as a person dies, they'll quickly find their way into the statistics. But the larger number, the number of confirmed cases, must by definition be an underestimate. It would be impossible for every person in a country positive for the coronavirus to have already been tested and added to the confirmed cases. The virus can be dormant in people for up to 2 weeks, and young people can experience very mild or even no symptoms at all and still be positive for the virus. Since that figure is by definition too low, well, we know the mortality rates being reported are by definition too high. Another factor is that governments are being pushed well beyond their capabilities for mass testing and contact tracing, some more than others. With typical efficiency, Germany is on top of their testing situation and as such have picked up many of their milder cases. Therefore, they have a high number of confirmed cases relative to the number of infected people, the true number in Germany. This is keeping the mortality rate in Germany down at 0.5%, baffling experts who are expecting apocalyptic scenes at the hospitals, the likes of which have so far only materialized in Italy.
But not baffling statisticians.
Right. Perhaps the cases will soon mount up in Germany, and their mortality rate will climb toward the 4 or 5% that seems to be the European average, but due to the asymptomatic people, which is the majority according to the best research available, even that is an exaggeratedly high rate. Apply this principle to Italy, whose civil protection chief told La Repubblica newspaper on Monday that, quote, it is credible to estimate that there are 10 positive cases for every one officially reported. If this is true, and as many as 640,000 people are infected in Italy, then their actual mortality rate in a stroke would become 1% instead of 10%.
Yeah. Now, what I wish I knew is the is whether you get a permanent resistance once you've had it.
Well, it may mutate, and there may be different variants of it, you know, down the line. So who knows?
We'll
find that out over time.
One of the initial things that people would use to fearmonger about this virus is the fact that there's some evidence to suggest that it could resurge after like 2 weeks. So, you know, you get this sickness for a week, you think you're cured, and then
but it comes back.
Oh yeah, but then it comes back. I had a very similar illness in September of this year where I got sick. I got sick every other week for for 6 weeks, and it was just the same symptoms, the cold symptoms, chest and everything. So, and then there's plenty of people that I've been hearing from in like media and just in person who suspect they might have gotten the coronavirus or whatever this is way before we started hearing about it, way before the panic even.
But wait, there's more. Yet another reason for Italy's inflated mortality rate is how deaths are being recorded there. Professor Walter Riccardi, an advisor to the Italian Minister of Health, told The Telegraph on Monday that, quote, the way in which we code deaths in our country is very generous, in the sense that all the people who die in hospitals with the coronavirus are deemed to be dying of the coronavirus, unquote. A thought experiment may elucidate this. Imagine that
if you get hit by a car,
you're dead,
and you've got the coronavirus, you die to the coronavirus.
Imagine that 1,000 people, all over the age of 75, died in hospitals in northern Italy last week. All of them had tested positive for the coronavirus at some point during the past 2 weeks. The vast majority of COVID-19 fatalities, 99% of them, according to Italian research, and they cite the Telegraph for this research, have had a pre-morbidity, if not two or three. What is that? These are underlying health issues like heart disease, cancer, or various infections. Some might have been comatose at the time, with life support machines and artificial breathing the only thing keeping them alive anyway. Eventually, their bodies gave out, and they simply couldn't fight on any longer. But does that mean that in the absence of the coronavirus, that those same 1,000 people would still be alive?
They might have lived a couple more days, but...
In other words, is it really true to say that all of these people died of COVID-19? But amidst this crisis, when health systems and governments have tunnel vision for this one ailment, all 1,000 were chalked off as victims of the plague. So I wanted to put this out there because people just hear these numbers, which are numbers reported by governments. We've tried to remind people of that previously on this show. Not only are they reported by governments, so they should be called into question just on that basis alone, because governments lie and they use these crises to expand their power, but you know, a basic look at the numbers and how they're reported shows that they're just full of it.
Absolutely, and the media core, and you know, the media, and we're actually going to talk.
Although in that case, I will say they're reporting honest numbers mostly, except for maybe cheating on cause of death,
that's a big cheat.
But they're delivering numbers like most of the statistics that you hear, if you don't know the methodology behind that statistic, you don't know the limitations of the number, you don't know the assumptions, and you really don't know what that statistic means. People oversimplify their view of statistics.
Oh, absolutely. And
87.3% of the time.
And the media, who not only get more clicks and money and exposure and viewership or whatever from a crisis, you know, I work in media. I was in the process of getting my multimedia journalism degree. I know better than anyone. If it bleeds, it leads. But also, you have a media. Some media organizations essentially act as an extension of a government. And the media has been loving this. And actually, one of the articles I have ahead of time is showing public approval of like the government, of a media, of a president, and everything regarding the handling of the COVID-19 and the highest disapproval rating. Who has the highest disapproval rating might shock you, but I mean, Minister Freeman, I'm glad you bring up you wanted to clear up with the numbers, because a lot of this is the government and Twitter and the social media. They're trying to limit the discussion on this to, quote, experts, right? Because they don't want disinformation being spread. And yet, here you go. We have a government spreading disinformation.
There are, by definition, no experts on a novel virus.
Oh, that's a very good point. And so, just finishing up here with Sununu issuing the stay at home order.
This is New Hampshire.
In New Hampshire, yes. Governor Chris Sununu. And they're using, I'm just looking ahead at the article, they're using the same tactics. Whenever they want the New Hampshire government to accept some, to initiate more tyranny or more big government, they always use these tactics that we're going to get into. We're going to get about on the other side. Then we're going to be talking about the six key questions about Congress's coronavirus response package, i.e., when are we going to get the checks and for how much? We have Governor Andrew Cuomo admitting that maybe the government's response has been a mistake, plus approval rating. All that and more coming up, 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.